Live from the Paragon 7 Studios, you are listening to the Lanch J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
I'm really disappointed with the four-letter network and analysis on Tom Thibodeau. And I know that Stephen A. Smith and Kendrick, and first and foremost, Jay Williams, those guys have forgotten more about basketball than I'll ever know. But common sense just says you're not going to win a title playing six players and pretending that this is NBA 2K without fatigue. I mean, Tom Thibodeau is a menace to society. And this man ended Derrick Rose's career. He ended Joakim Noah's career. Nate Robinson. He gonna run Jalen Brunson into the ground. Like, how many bodies will Coach Tibbs have on him if he were to continue to be in the NBA? You're listening to the Lanch J Radio Network, featuring sports talk and entertainment excellence, now a part of the HR Voices Sirius XM 141 family. I'm your host, James Lewis. It's always a pleasure to be with you, broadcasting coast to coast globally, and of course on Lanch J Plus, where we podcast every single segment of the show. I'm not going to talk a whole lot about the NBA, but I had to get my jab in on Tom Thibodeau. It's just, you're watching, and I know that the Knicks have had back-to-back 50-win seasons. It's the first time in forever. It's the first time, I think, in 25 years since I was in college that the Knicks have made the Eastern Conference Finals. And sometimes on paper, it looks as if the ship is turning in the right direction. But I'm telling you, someone who watches the games, that was piss poor, abominable, unacceptable, reprehensible coaching. Playing six people, seven people, that is, I'm going to use my New York terms, that is nasty work. Pack this man up, son. But I'm not really going to spend a lot of time talking about the NBA and the NBA Finals. I don't care. I don't want to watch Oklahoma City, which has to be maybe the 50th market. Have you ever been to Oklahoma City? I don't want to see them play the Pacers. You're talking about two extraordinarily small markets that probably should not have NBA basketball. And I get it. It should be somewhat exciting. Halliburton's going to push the tempo. SGA is a fantastic player, but SGA is really boring. And he's not from the United States. He has the Canadian swag, the Canadian drip. I think the NBA is just not, it is not the exciting television product without LeBron and Steph Curry, without having a domestic superstars. And I know that Doris Burke's going to get fired for calling SGA a foul merchant, but he's a foul merchant. That's what SGA does. His goal is to get to the line 14, 15 times. I'm not saying he's a bad man. He averaged 33 points a game. MVP on a team that won 68 games. If you scribbled his name out and put Michael Jordan's name and looked at the stat line, you would think it's the same. And if you look at SGA's game, he has a lot of Kobe in his game, but it's not box office. There's not a lot of cachet. I'm not interested. I love Pascal Siakam. If I was still young and buying jerseys, I would not go out and buy a... I don't think anyone... Mitchell and Ness is not going to sell Pascal Siakam throwback jerseys 20 years from now. So I'm not going to talk about that. I do want to talk about this. So if you follow this show, you know that the Lanch J Radio Network, we have this sports talk and entertainment program. It's been on ESPN. It's been on NBC Sports Radio. It's been on Radio 1. We've had a great decade run with this program, but by trade, I am a healthcare executive. So when we brought the platform over to Sirius back in 2023, we talked to Sirius about doing healthcare, and it just really, we needed to make some revisions. We needed to make some changes to how we approached healthcare, and Sirius, you know, HR Voices 141 picked up our sports talk and entertainment show, and it's been a phenomenal ride. We had the opportunity to discuss bringing on our healthcare series with HR Voices, Sirius XM 141. And last week, we signed a deal with HR Voices to bring on the Rubicon, which is my healthcare show and features a lot of brilliant and talented people. We've played snippets at time on the Lanch Day Radio Network, but really, I just want to give a shout out to HR Voices and their leadership team. They've worked with us and helped us to make the healthcare show better. And I'm very, very excited. To me, this is really a major component of my life's work. As someone that has been a healthcare executive for many years, I've been in the boardroom, I've been in the war room, I've hired people, I've fired people, I've had verticals close to 100 individuals that reported through me. I've managed close to $1 billion in a portfolio. And rather, it's risk management, rather, it's value-based care, network construct, you know, specificity in clinical operations. I've had an opportunity to play in that space for quite some time. I've had phenomenal mentors and people that I've learned from. I've learned a lot from people that worked for me. And as an insider, we really wanted to take this show and take this idea and recalibrate it, reframe it. I think when I first started the healthcare series, it was very executive focused. It was ivory tower. It did not necessarily resonate with listeners that did not work in healthcare. And we've made some revisions and kind of changed the way that the show is structured. And my good friend and twin sister, same birthday, Janelle King, she's come along and is coming for the ride with me. I'm going to reach out to Rita B, who's a healthcare leader as well. They used to host the co-host the sports show with me. There are a lot of people, David Meyer, Isaac Palmer. There's so many people, Dr. Q, so many people have been part of the healthcare content over the last 5 years since we pivoted during the COVID pandemic. And I've talked about losing my mother to COVID. I know what it's like to be very, very sick. Have a doctor say that we're not sure that you're going to walk again. I have my own personal story. Like I said, I know what it's like to sit as an executive and watch claims denied and work with medical directors and really get an understanding of community activism. And we want to take all of that knowledge and information and positive energy, and we want to create something that will resonate within, specifically within Black and brown cultures. Our people suffer from obesity. We suffer from diabetes. We suffer from undetected cancers. We suffer from dental health issues. We suffer from macular degeneration. We suffer from depression. We suffer from oppression. And I want to highlight how those things, and not just a clinical side, and I'm not a clinician, but not just understanding that, hey, if your blood pressure is 170 over 115, you are on your way to having a heart attack or a stroke. But I want to bring in some experts and some strong voices that address the why. You know, if you grew up, I say this all the time, if you grew up eating lemon heads and eating Red Hots for breakfast and drinking Kool-Aid with all the extra sugar, you've been putting that poison, Frosted Flakes, Lucky Charms, Fruit Loops, that was your day as a 7-year-old. As a 50-year-old, you're going to be likely to have diabetes. You're going to be likely to have healthcare complications. If you don't have green space, if you don't have access, how can you get your steps in? How can you do the things that you need to do to stay healthy? So I know that this platform, we're going to continue to do the Lanch Day Radio Network and bring in some fantastic interviews for sports talk and entertainment. But I'm very excited that we are going to do the healthcare series. And I call it the HealthCast, but it will be branded as the Rubicon. I used to have a politics show called the Rubicon way back in the day, 10 years ago when I first started doing radio. So it's just kind of my man Jeremy Winston used to host it, who's a frequent caller to this show. So to rebrand the healthcare series as Rubicon is really a full circle moment for me. And I'm so excited. I'm encouraging people to listen. I think that the Rubicon is going to be even better than the Lanch Day Radio Network because, look, entertainment is awesome. Talking about the Drake Kendrick beef is awesome. Talking about who's better, Michael Jordan or LeBron James, is awesome. NBA Finals, awesome. My Orioles suck. Talking about that is entertaining. It's funny. Some of this stuff with P. Diddy is not necessarily funny, but it's definitely entertaining. But healthcare is 18% of GDP, gross domestic product, meaning that 18 cents, almost 20 cents on every single dollar. We have a $36 trillion deficit. That means that roughly $6 trillion we are in the hole for healthcare. And I want to have that discussion, and I want to be a leader in that discussion. In my time working within the Blue Cross system and working as a consultant, as an entrepreneur, being a keynote speaker at some of the major conferences, RISE, AHIP, I hope and wish for the opportunity to be a light bearer, to be an insider, to pass that information and help communities that are downtrodden to manage their health and really understand the system so they can make the system work for them. Paragon 7 Studios.
Studios. You are listening to the Lanch J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
James Lewis.
Well, if I have to teach you how to be a reporter, Ollie, I'll do that later.
Oh, why don't you do that later, Jim? I think the lady expressed herself, and you're not here, you're there. Is there any question you'd like me to ask her?
No, I'll give you lessons on how to become a reporter later.
Give you some lessons on how to be an editor, because I was your boss once.
Rampage, the first lieutenant of the Universal Flipmo Squad.
You were and are no longer. How did that happen?
You are listening to the Lanch J Radio Network.
Did you know there are numbers that can change your life? Blood pressure is known as the silent killer. You may not have symptoms, but it could still lead to deadly consequences like heart attack and stroke. Check your blood pressure regularly and know your numbers. Normal blood pressure is less than 120 over 80. Healthy habits like regular exercise, a good diet, and not smoking can help lower your blood pressure and protect your heart. Learn more about how you can check, change, and control your blood pressure at heart.org/HBP.
My new car. Please bring me good juju.
You need good juju?
Juju Watkins.
Check this out.
Wow, that is good, but I just wanted to make sure my car has coverage.
Oh, you don't need me. You need, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
A State Farm agent can help you choose the right coverage at a price that's right for you.
So who's up for some one-on-one?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got you covered with comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and confident looks you can count on. For over a decade, Mack Weldon has designed timeless, innovative menswear to help you move through the day with confidence. Not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MAC25. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code MAC25.
We've all done it. Stock our fridge with good intentions, only to sacrifice nutrition for convenience. Keep your body and mind nourished with whole body meal shakes from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But it actually tastes delicious. Try one of Kachava's indulgent flavors today. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags. Go to kachava.com and use code NEWS. That's KACHAVA.com, code NEWS.